I'm fine with it. I don't think we need to record it, though.
Okay.
Unless, you know, if we do have somebody join in, let's say, 5 minutes or so, I think that will be a good idea, too.
Okay. Thanks.
I don't want to, don't get me wrong, Evan, I don't want to give up on this, but we've got the problem within the registration situation. I think it's only one person, but nobody else is speaking up, so.
Maybe. But, and that's why I think it's going to.
We're now recording.
Okay. So I guess we can start. It's really just myself and Edmund here, and Chuck is on the call, and Stefan is on the call. Of course, Edmund is here. So I guess, you know, we can just jump in and discuss. There's no need to take a cue or anything. And I guess the real if I start breaking it,
Edmund, no, we can't hear you at the moment. I mean, it's I can hear one word out of two.
Yeah, you're breaking
okay.
up a lot.
I will try to call back in with another phone then.
Okay.
If
okay. We'll hang loose here.
The idea is really just to go through the draft process. Okay.
Chuck, do you know when the last version of the draft charter was sent?
Oh, I'd have to go back and check. Let me see if I can find that while we're waiting for Edmund here.
I'm looking too, but...
let's see. I probably have it in this folder. Let's go. Let's see this. Okay, I'm going to forward it to you, okay?
That's great. Thanks.
Just sent it, so hopefully that won't take too long.
Okay, great.
Oh, I you know what? I'm going to forward you a different one, because I see I sent him some edits, I think, after that. So let me just send that one. I should have had that pulled up, but I'll just put it up right now. So I just forwarded you again the...
That's the one on the 24th of April.
Let me go back and look. Yeah, he sent on 24th, and then I did a few edits on the 24th later that day for me. Right?
So you just sent me the edited one.
I sent you both, but
okay.
You get the second thing I sent you, which was my edited version. That will be.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Edmund.
Hi. Are you joining? Is this better?
Much.
Okay, that's great. I don't know whether you guys started the discussion.
No, we were just, I was just asking for that draft again, and Chuck has just emailed it to me.
Okay, so yeah, I guess we could follow Chuck's edited version, a bunch of additions to it. So I guess ultimately, you know, the idea is whether to adopt the sending this to the board and see if the board is interested in creating this working group.
Do you mean the council?
Well, first through the council, floating to the council, and if there is interest to. Whether to send it to the board. That was what I meant.
But the board won't be making a decision on whether we create a working group, will they? Or will they?
Well, the idea is to follow sort of the approach of IDNC, which the CCNSO Council made a resolution to ask the board to create the working group, which
okay.
is a, as such, it wasn't a CCPDP.
Okay.
And that was the construct of the IDNC work. So I guess the, at least the idea is to follow that path, and of course this is the first step, and then bringing this to the council, and then the council eventually resolving on sending this to the board, and the board creating the working group. That is, at least in concept, the idea. So, and that also explains the some of the structure of the working group, and in fact the whole layout was pretty much modeled after the IDNC working group charter. I think all of the main headings remain the same. I actually followed from it. So, I guess the first few items, the purpose, scope, the process, and the membership, we sort of discussed on the mailing list. We just want to bring it back up and see if the draft as it stands right now looks like it incorporated some of the discussions at the mailing list, and whether there are additional concerns or issues that Stefano or Chuck, you want to raise.
Well, one of the things that would be helpful for me, Edmund, is because Stefan and I have not really talked about this. I'd like to see where his head is on this, and then if he knows, where the registrar constituency might come out on something like this.
Okay.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's good.
Okay. I'm still waiting for your draft, actually, Chuck, so let me address your second point first. I haven't conferred with the registrar constituency XCOM on this yet, more than just sending them the draft. So I won't be able to give you too much of an idea. I think after today's discussion, I will go back and see what the idea is, or what the ideas are, and try and get you a possible feedback at our next conversation on this. On the actual idea of a working group, let me just take some very general points, which I think I tried to make by email, and which we had a few email discussions on. One of the things that I wanted to address first was the very idea of having fast tracks for certain types of TLDs. As you know, we had this discussion on whether IDN gTLDs are a certain class of TLDs like city TLDs would be, or if they're more generic than that, and in such deserving of a different kind of treatment or a different kind of fast track system. My initial take was that actually we were talking about types of TLDs, and IDN gTLDs are one type, city TLDs might be another, corporate TLDs might be another, and how are we going to justify asking for a fast track for one and not the other? And then I think either you or Edmund came back mentioning that the fact that they are actually a wider class of TLD, which I think is a valid point. I think it's one that we need to make clear in the charter that this is actually, you know, whatever the type of TLD, whether it's a corporate, a city, whatever the other types of TLDs are, we're just talking about trying to get this off the ground. Why do IDN GTLDs justify a faster introduction system than normal GTLDs?
Well, there's really only one reason for that, and that's if the IDN CCTLD fast track process gets going before the GTLD process starts. That's the only reason, and that's the only reason why that particular category was singled out. Because one of the recommendations in the new GTLD process was that neither IDN CCTLDs nor IDN GTLDs should precede the other. So that's the sole reason why it was singled out. Not because it's a special category in and of itself, but because if there are some distinct competitive issues if either the CCs or the Gs go ahead of the other with regard to IDN.
Okay. Why are we going on to this now? Just trying to be the devil's advocate here. We have known that there's a CCTLD fast track for IDNs for a good few months, and we have already voiced, the GNSO Council has already asked for no priority to be given to one over the other. Are we just throwing this in just to make sure that, you know, there's an added level of security for us to make sure that there is really no priority, if you know what I mean?
Well, we've never had a great deal of confidence that our recommendation would be honored because of the pressure of some government with regard to IDN CCTLDs. And then probably the more important factor is that as the GTLD process continues, it's looked more and more like there might be significant delays in the GTLD process as a whole. And so the possible need to close that gap seemed more prevalent. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I've just found your charter, which still hasn't come through by email, but I've got your previous mail.
I sent you a copy, Stefan, too.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. I've actually found Chuck's previous email, so I'm on it now.
Yeah, I'm having some connectivity problems myself here, not on the phone, but on my email.
Okay. So, does that answer your initial question, Chuck?
Yeah, so with that, not exactly, because with that understanding, what is your reaction? I understand that you know, and I read all your emails and responded to them with regard to other types besides IDN TLDs, but let's focus on the IDN GTLD fast track concept. What's your thinking, just your personal thinking on that? I understand you haven't gone back to the registrar constituency XCOM yet.
I think there's much less of a need for, much less demand, sorry, let me rephrase that, for IDN GTLDs in general, and I'd really love to have Edmund's input on this because I may be looking at this from a very European point of view. But my personal feeling is that while there's justification for an IDN CCTLD fast track, just simply on the basis that so many countries are actually, you know, looking at, the whole demand is there, and the system, the process is so complex that they just needed to get something out there pretty quickly. I'm not sure there's that much demand for IDN GTLDs. I've certainly not seen any requests, through the rumor mill for an IDN GTLD. So I'm in agreement with the idea that you've just stated, Chuck, that we have a process in place to ensure that we get what we ask for, which is equal treatment for CCTLDs and GTLDs. I'm fine with doing that through an IDN GTLD fast track. I'm just not sure there's that much demand for it.
Well, I guess those are two distinct items. First of all, it's good to hear that you feel comfortable with at least the concept and the way we're approaching it. In terms of demand, I really disagree, because I guess it really depends on the community that you're coming from. I'm hearing a lot of projects being put together about IDN GTLDs, and in fact, speaking from my own experience, every time I speak in public about .Asia, it's almost inevitable that somebody would ask about whether, you know, there would be a .Asia in IDN version, and it's almost a standard question that I receive every single time. So I myself at least feel the demand from the end customer point of view, and also from my community side. So I somewhat disagree. And also, if you look at the requests from there is this IDN GTLD constituency, that's probably another data point to look at. And there are also from many of the public sessions throughout the last few years in the ICANN discussion, there's been a consistent demand, I guess, from different parts of the world about IDN GTLD. So I kind of disagree, but I do understand it could really come from a matter of perspective from where you're coming from.
Yeah, and Stefan, I would agree with you that from a European point of view, the demand is not there. So it is certainly regionally based. In the Asia region, there's huge demand for it, and in areas like the Arab world or Hebrew and so forth,
where right.
there's also, in fact, there's been very little uptake of IDNs in the Arab world because of the fact that it's not a full IDN experience, and of course there's the right-to-left issue too. So it's definitely a regional issue, but that's where the problem becomes acute if in China and Korea, and to a lesser extent Japan, if IDN CCTLDs take,
I don't have a place to go though. Or do you have
well
to
before
no,
IDN GTLDs,
five.
That pent up demand that's been there for years is going to, gravitate to the CC world, and the GTLD users will be at, at a disadvantage. Certainly our customers, since we offered second level IDNs for a long time, what they wanted all along was a full IDN experience, not just the half experience.
Okay, so you both make some very compelling points, which my advice would be to include them somewhere in the initial report that's planned in the draft charter. Because I think we, to some extent, a problem we may have here is just simply one of advertising, making people aware that there is actually demand for this. For this initiative to gain some traction, you're going to have to ensure that people are aware that there are already many proposals or many projects, including projects from the Middle East, projects from Asia, the places that you mentioned, for IDN GTLDs. Because I'm not aware of any, and I keep my ear to the ground on such matters. I'm aware of one or two. I mean, I'm aware of a .Korea or Seoul a .Seoul in Korean script, or something like that, but it's only been vaguely mentioned somewhere. I'm certainly not aware of a vast number of GTLD projects. So you know, we may need to set the scene, as it were.
Okay. I think we can probably include some write-up, sort of like a summary of what myself and Chuck just mentioned, and perhaps a couple of links as well, into the background section, which is the right at the bottom of the draft charter. Do you think that would work?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think. I don't know. Okay. You know, it seems good to me.
Yeah,
Chuck,
that sounds good. Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Okay.
Another thing that has me, another point that maybe is worth addressing is how many people are actually with us on this? Is it just us three?
On this call, yes, but I've had the chance to speak with different people. And I think there are two general groups. I think one of which sort of like yourself Stefan, in a sense where they feel that this is something that is good to do, and if somebody's willing to take up the work, it's a good thing, but whether there'll be enough people to make this work might be a concern, but if there is, it's a good thing. The other group of people feel that, you know, this is definitely something that I can should prioritize. So far, the only issues that have been raised have usually been two things. One is on the actual process. Would it take away? Would it draw too much resources from ICANN? The other one is whether it might essentially the same thing. Whether it might delay the general GTLD. So a lot of from those concerns, people tend to say wait and see. But what I've seen in the last few months is that the more you wait and see, the more you can see that the new GTLD process is being delayed. Of course, that's not something people want that to happen, but that seems to be a reality. And what myself, I guess, is trying to put some time into is to make this sort of get this chugging along as we move along, and if indeed that the new GTLD process is further delayed, that we do have this in place so that it does address the issue of the IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs coming into being at about the same time.
Okay.
And one thing I would add to that is that another issue that has been brought up is, okay, what if we did do an IDN GTLD fast track? And the only reason we would do that is because the full GTLD process is not ready to go. How then do we implement the IDN GTLDs if the GTLD process is not ready to go? Now, I think that's workable, but it is an issue that would have to be dealt with.
Right, and I think that is that particular part we need to deal with in the initial and final report from the IDNG work group if it's formed. Because, you know, then in that working group needs to answer this particular question. And in fact, the addition that Chuck, you added to the list of issues that needs to be addressed, I think it's a good one, is if we do go ahead with the fast track, how to then transition it back into the new GTLD requirements once those are ready.
And just to give an example of, like, for example, one of the big issues is rights protection mechanisms. What if that wasn't in place when we started an IDN GTLD fast track how would that be handled? You know, I mean, obviously those who are participating in the IDN GTLD fast track could, you know, commit to strong rights protection mechanisms right up front, and
right.
to migrate to any things that are ultimately approved for rights protection mechanisms in the final new GTLD. So that, I think there are things that can be done, but that is certainly an issue that needs to be dealt with.
Right, and that's also included in the list of issues that the worker needs to deal with.
Maybe we can add to that list of issues a date, basically. You know, what are we asking for? We asking for, Chuck, you explained that we are asking for this to happen at the same time as the IDN CCTLD fast track, which itself has no set date. So, you know, I can understand some of the questions that you've just noted, people saying, you know, you're going to put in some work and resources on this, but really it's an open-ended process coming into another open-ended process, which is actually the new GTLD process itself, which now seems to be, more... Well, ICANN seems to be saying that it's hopeful that it will come out in Q1 2010. So we're getting some more precise dates, but more precise doesn't yet mean very precise. Perhaps we need to say, rather than a fixed date, which we cannot obviously say, we'd need to say something like the fast track would be, for example, I mean, this is just off the top of my head, 6 months before new GTLDs are actually launched, which, if you think about it, means very soon. So once again, you know, what are we working towards here? If GTLDs are launched in Q1 2010, when do you hope this fast track to be launched?
Well, I think that's the issue. And, you know, if we don't start the work, we'll never reach a point where we'll be ahead that much. Because from the last year and a half, every single time, you know, every 3 months, the target for the new GTLD seems to extend for 3 to 4 months. And, you know, that has been a consistent pattern. Not saying that we hope that to continue to happen, but what I'm saying is that if we start the work now, I'm hoping that this could we could come to a some sort of a recommendation in about 60 to 90 days, and then thereupon there could be the implementation plan, which ultimately could end up being half a year before the new GTLD round is being launched. But if we don't do the work now and wait till, say, September, and then it's realized that it will take another few more months, then we come back to this particular issue that we're talking about right now.
I fully agree the work needs to be done, but once again, what date are we, you know, what timeline, what time, what agenda, what time frame are we setting ourselves? You know, once again, if it's, I mean, the only way an IDN GTLD fast track would be worthwhile is if it happens at least 6 months before the new GTLD launch, don't you think?
Well, it depends. I think the idea is to minimize any gap between them. That's the problem. You've noted very well that we're looking at two moving targets. None of one of them the CC, one of them the G process. The problem is if we wait until we know one of those stops moving and we have definite dates, it may be too late to prepare. You know, and to minimize the gap between the start of the two. And that's why we're trying to do some work. Edmund's trying to do some work right now and get this thing going, so that if in fact we do get to a point where there's going to be a significant gap, and I think you're right, if the gap is minimal, a month or two may not be near as critical as if it's if it's 6 months. So, but we won't know.
Yeah, I think I agree in terms of you know that there should be a significant time difference, but whether we say 6 months or you know have a precise description of that, I don't think we're really at that point yet. I think it's okay to add in that as one of the discussion items, definitely, and we could add one more bullet point about it, but probably, you know, the start time, at least the anticipated start time of the fast track should be comfortably ahead of the anticipated timeline of the new GTLD process, and that could be determined when we come to implementation time.
Yeah, that could be, that's a good way of saying
it. Okay. Cool.
Carrying on with my list of questions, have you contacted or been in contact with any, I'm looking at the list of participants, have you been in contact with anyone from the GAC? I think it's crucially important that we have at least conversations with someone from the GAC. And someone from the CCNSO on this, because obviously, you know, if we just spring this out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
they might feel that we're just treading on their toes a little bit.
No,
with the IDM CCTLD, I think. I mean.
Yeah, I do understand. I think, I believe Avery has contacted Chris on this issue. I'm not sure how far it went, but I believe they do know. But my sort of what I'm looking at is that once we are able to, as the drafting team, say, you know, float this to the council in general, then I would also I'm more than happy to bring it to the attention of the CCNSO people and the GAC people and get their early feedback before the council makes the decision on it. And but I do want to at least get some feel from within the GNSO first about where we're headed before sort of broaching the subject with GAC and CCNSO. And definitely, I think you're definitely right that we shouldn't, you know, just throw this onto the board without even discussing with the intended members of the group.
Yeah, because you are. I mean, in the draft, it does say, you know, the IDN working group will have GAC and CCNSO members in it. So, you know, we had a discussion on who should be on it. I think. During one of our email exchanges, and are we in this draft? Are we setting our sights too high, maybe?
Well, keep in mind that all Edmund did there was just kind of pattern it exactly after the IDN CCTLD fast track.
Okay.
Thing. That's all that is, isn't it, Edmund?
Yeah, correct. Basically,
it was as close to that as absolutely possible.
And the reason for doing that is to make the job of the board more easy in terms of being more comfortable to accept this proposal because they have already accepted the CCNSO one if it's, you know, within the same structure and for the same sort of a goal. I figure it would be easier for the board to adopt it.
Okay.
And
hey, Chuck,
in terms of the in terms of the GAC and the CCNSO, as you mentioned, whether we are setting our sights too high, I think, you know, the membership is open, and I hope they would participate, and I think they would. But in terms of the GAC, I think how they would participate, I can't speak for them, of course, but I think they would be interested in what would happen here, and at the same time as CCNSO as well.
Okay.
I'll see you Wednesday for breakfast.
I'll join the conference call.
So what's the next step? Edmund, you going to add some stuff to that charter, or is that what's going to happen next? Am I still on the call?
I am, yeah. I think we've lost Edmund.
Edmund?
I'm hearing some background noise, but I can't...
Are you going to meet for breakfast on Wednesday?
No, I'm not.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Sorry, I had to correct.
Well, I don't know who. It depends who's inviting.
Yeah, and how far are we going to have to travel? Just for
yeah. If it's in Paris, then possibly.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Except I don't have time for travel right now. I usually have a little breather between ICANN meetings, and it's not happening.
Good, it means you're busy. It means things are happening. That's good, generally.
That's true.
So, Glenn, do you know if we've lost Edmund or not?
I think we might have lost him because we don't hear him.
Disconnected on meeting view?
Yes, he's disconnected. So he must have been lost.
Okay.
Well, let's hang with
you. Do you think he'll call back in again? Oh, Edmund, yes, my cell battery ran dry. We'll call back in now.
Okay. So he's going to give us a call back.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't have my phone on mute.
To jump off onto another.
I think you heard some background noises here.
Yeah, same here, Chuck. I think the way what you're suggesting was right, though. Let's while he's not on the call, let's get Edmund to do the work.
I think he was willing to do that. I kind of got that sense from him. Glenn, because I'm going to have to jump off on another call and step on. Oh, is that him? No?
Yeah. No, that's not him, Chuck. That's
okay.
Another.
Just to let him know that it's our understanding that he's going to add some stuff to the charter I think he said at the end or something, and then he'll send it to us, and we can discuss it on the list and possibly arrange another call if that's the best way to do it. So,
okay, Chuck, I'll get that message to him.
And once he sends that new draft, then I'll send it back to my constituents in case there's any input there.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Glenn.
Chuck.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
Ricardo, oui? Ricardo?
Yes.
Ricardo?
Yes.
Yes.
Stop the recording.
Is Edmund back?
Just called back, yes. And I think just hung up again.
Oh, because, okay. Can he read can he still read the screen if I send him a message?
Yes, he's still on the meeting view.
Okay, I'll send him a message on the screen, thank you.
Okay, I stop the recording now, yes?
Yeah, please, thank you.
Of course.